Namo Namaha. Greetings to all. Very pleased to be at S Vyasa. This is the third time, two times I went to Jigni and first time here in my trip to India this year. To be very pleased to be with our MSc students, aspiring yoga teachers. You may be wanting to pursue in Hatha Yoga or in teaching. Whatever way you are pursuing, I wish you all the best. MSc, MPhil, and you may be pursuing to PhD. Wish you all the best.
Thank you, sir.
And I was listening to the fag end of the previous class. Our Dr. Manjunaji, he was talking about Swatma Rama expounded on Hatha Yoga Pradipika. The name itself, why he expounded the basic quality of a yoga teacher, it is the name is saying Swatma Rama, Swatma Rama. You can sit here. Swatma, you should be Swatma to whatever you do after completing your masters or pursuing further into PhD or teaching. What? Swatma Rama, it should bring joy to you. Not, you are not studying to only to teach yoga. The ultimate result it is talking about Swatma Ramya. Rama, you should be deriving lot of joy in whatever you are doing. Hatha Yoga, whatever you are doing, it is saying that he expounded on Hatha Yoga Pradipika out of compassion for oneself. Before you have a compassion for others, you have to have a compassion for yourself. And the most important person in this world is not your wife, not your husband, not your children, not your parents, not your teacher, but you. Most important person in this world is you. Is you. And we, in the name of socializing, and we are so generous with our time, anyone calls for a party, we go there. We sacrifice our own sadhana. There is no compassion for myself. I want to be seen outside. I go out. I am not investing time for myself. In the aeroplane, they say, in case of emergency, put on the oxygen mask onto yourself before helping your neighbor. Otherwise, there may be two casualties. So, in your life also, the first Swatma Ramya, I should discover the joy in myself. If I myself is impoverished, I myself do not have a happiness in my life, how can I bring joy to other lives? Before I can contribute to other life, before I can touch other person, I should be able to connect within. I should be established within. I should be settled within. I should have a joy within. Last week, week before, I went to Puri, and the flight was at in the morning 10 to 7. I was in the airport on time. I boarded the plane on time. The plane also started moving towards the runway. Then it stopped. They announced because of the heavy fog, plane cannot be taken. There is a delay. We can't take off. In Bangalore, there was city, there was no fog, but in the airport, there was a thick fog. It was delayed nearly for 50 minutes. We were stuck on the runway. Runway and idle, doing nothing, stuck. And most of our life also is that way. We parents spend lot of time for sending the children to the very premier schools. They buy the expensive clothes and we get educated in very reputed, highly reputed colleges, universities, and we want to work for a big corporate where they give lot of money. We work and we look for a husband or wife, very rich husband, rich wife, and we buy a house in a very expensive area, and we take everything, but still most of us are like that aeroplane stuck in the runway of our life. We are not able to take off. Why? Despite all those, we are stuck. There is a fog, blanket of fog covering the mind. Mind is not illumined. We are blanket of fog is covering our life. We are not able to take off. Maybe money, making money is not the purpose of life. We are not able to take off. How thick is the fog? Fog is maybe few meters, 50 meters, 20 meters, 30 meters. Beyond that one, there is a clear sky. We can't see the clear sky. There is no clarity in our life. We feel confused. We can't take off in the life. What it says in your life, what you need is the someone who has transcended beyond the fog of life, who has seen the clear sky. We need to associate with that person. One who has installed all weatherproof navigation system in his heart or her heart. We need a company of that person who has all weatherproof navigation system. Our weatherproof is not fog. We can't travel. We are stuck. So we need to connect with someone who is inspired in the life, who has installed all weatherproof navigation system. In that person's company alone, we get motivated, inspired, we get courage. We get courage to elevate ourselves, take off, because of the fog, we are so scared. What will happen? So when you have the company of such a person, you will have a courage to take off in your life. The purpose of yoga, to everyone must take off, not to get stuck in the runway of your life. The being stuck in the runway of your life is not the purpose of yoga. The purpose of yoga, everyone must get its take off in their life. Everyone has abundance of energy, abundance of potential, and our full potential got to be realized. In Bhagavad Gita, it is talking about Bijamma Sarvabhutanam Vidhi Partha Sanatanam. Everyone is like a seed. Seed, and we, some seed, when most of the seeds, farmer plant throws the seed into the ground, not all seeds germinate. For example, in a mango season, mango tree produces thousands of mangoes. Every mango carries a seed. Out of thousands of mangoes, not all seeds get transformed into another tree. Out of thousands, hardly few get transformed into a tree and start producing lot of fruits. Though we are all seeds, we have a potential to become another big tree, and become a big tree, give shelter to so many birds. In a hot, scorching day, so we can give, we have potential to give shade to so many travelers who are scorched in the heat of our life, heat of their life. We have potential. But most of us, our seeds get burned down, and in the name of stress, I don't have time, I'm stressed out. In the name of that one, the seed in us is not getting sprouted. The yoga says, do sadhana, invest onto yourself, get connected within, and make your roots strong. When your roots are so strong, so deep, the small gust in your life won't topple the tree of your life. Many people, small gust in the life, get uprooted, go into depression, suicidal tendency, small problem. Make your roots strong. Strengthen your roots. Go deep within. Make your roots strong. And stay strong. Stay strong. Become a big tree. Become a source of inspiration. And stay tall through all weather. all weather. You should be strong and yoga practitioner. Upanishad, the purpose of Upanishad, make you strong. Upanishad says, Nayam Atma Balahinena Labhyaha. A weak person who is physically weak, mentally weak, spiritually weak, cannot attain the highest. The yoga practice, what you are learning, it is beyond what is quoted in the Yoga Sutra, what is mentioned in Hatha Yoga Pradipika, what is mentioned in Gheranda Samhita, what is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. You should be able to, that gives only a skeletal information. Lot of mananam is required, lot of contemplation is required, and to read between the sentence. For that, you have to read between every day, go within, deep, your sadhana cannot be sacrificed. You can't sacrifice your sadhana, personal sadhana, go within. No teacher in the world can give you knowledge. However great is the teacher, no teacher can give you knowledge, all they can give you is information. They can inspire you. They can inspire you, and that no knowledge has to dawn from within. And Acharya Purva Rupam Ante Vasin Uttara Rupam. The teacher is like a bottom wood and student is the top wood. You rub that one, the fire must come. Vidya Sandhihi Pravachanam Sandhanam. And why you have to rub? To Vidya, knowledge has to be dawned. Mathana, you have to do the mathana. Do the mathana, knowledge has to be dawned. And another point, you are getting educated in Yasvyasa, the my message, and inspired by many in your life, but never follow anybody. Don't say, people say, I'm following that one, I'm following the school, I'm following the teacher, I'm following that one, that faith, and never follow anyone but inspired by them. Because no two fingerprints are the same. No two DNAs are the same, no two leaves in the tree are the same, no two fruits in the tree are the same. When two fruits are not the same, no two fingerprints are the same, and if everyone has their own destination, how can you follow somebody? And follow like sheep follows another, whereas elephant creates the path for others to follow. Go within, create a path. By following others, you can't draw the Swatmarama, happiness won't come. You have to go within, discover your own path, get inspired by illumined people, and move the follow, not to follow the track laid by others, but create a path for others to follow. That is the message of yoga. That in nutshell, I summarized Hatha Yoga, I summarized Patanjali Yoga Sutra, I summarized Bhagavad Gita, I summarized Upanishad. These are the messages for you to contemplate again and again. Whenever mind is confused, listen to that one. Read between the lines what I am saying. And with this one, I will touch upon this one again towards the end of this class.